now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Everybody, welcome to the program. My name is Roland. Welcome to the program. I think you're going to like this program. Yes, I think you're going to like this program. Welcome. I would like to share some very important things with you today. The program, of course, is called Talk to a Pastor. You can also call it Common Sense Counseling. I am the founder and director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling, which I founded almost 25 years ago, and I'm still here, and I'm getting better and better. I'm learning more and more. I've written 16 books. Now, today I would like to talk about a topic that comes up frequently, actually. People send me emails. People write to me, and people come in for live chat at my website. Incidentally, if you have a question you'd like to ask about religion, about spirituality, about faith, about doubt, about life, about mental health issues, about emotional issues, about parenting, you can ask me because I answer these questions. I answer them in real time. In other words, I'm here. I am here 7 days a week. 12 months a year, 365 days a year. Who else is there for you 365 days a year? Okay? Now, the question that comes up a lot is about salvation. A lot of people have issues over salvation. What has happened to a lot of people is that they think they were saved, but they really weren't. They think they were saved, and now, years later, they find themselves, doing things that they don't like to do, and back in the same old rut, or having habits or addictions or what have you. And so they think, well, I've fallen away from my salvation. I've lost it. And maybe I've committed the unforgivable sin. God won't forgive me. You know, that sort of thing. Well, what has happened is that, okay, first of all, I would like to reassure people that God is very forgiving. My favorite bumper sticker is, God allows U-turns. God does indeed allow U-turns. He's very forgiving. Now, let's talk about salvation, shall we? Most people are not saved. The vast majority of people in the world, the vast majority of Christians are not saved. They think they are, but they're not. What have they done? Well, they suddenly had an emotional moment where they got up and said a few words up at the front. What do they call that, an altar call? I forget what they call it. But they go up to the front and they're all emotional because all worked up by the smooth-talking minister, the smooth-talking preacher. And they're very guilty. They've done a lot of bad things. They hated their mom, hated their dad. They yelled at their kids. They've taken drugs. They had promiscuous sex. You know, they've done all kinds of rotten things, and they've just been a little bit sneaky, a little bit rotten, what have you. So they're as guilty as, I almost said the word H-E-L-L. They're guilty, and so there's the preacher up there preaching away and blah, 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 and then they become all emotional, and they come forward, and in an emotional moment, they, what do? They say, I accept this, or I accept that. See? Well, then what happens? Then they feel a lot better, and they walk around on cloud nine for a few hours, maybe a few days, and then they start studying. They're told to study some things, and they do, but then what happens? Months, years later, they're back to as they were. They're no better off than they were. They're no better off. Except now they're in a straitjacket. They have to walk around and pretend that they're good and pretend that they're saved, but they feel like a fraud. So something is wrong. They never were saved in the first place. I'll be right back. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive.
In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome, everybody. My name is Roland. I'm your host. I'm a pastor, but I'm a very special pastor. I'm not the kind of pastor who has a great big church and walks around with fancy robes on and so forth. I do not have a church, although you could say this is my church. You know, I talk to people on the radio. I talk to people on the internet. But I don't have a big old church. I do not work for a church. I don't get a salary. I do not get a salary. I'm a volunteer. I'm basically retired. And I help people. I help people. I was helped, so I help other people. And the kind of people I can help are people who are sincerely searching for truth, sincerely searching for answers. And along the way, they've been misguided and fooled and tricked and deceived. Because people that are sincere, people that are sincere, they tend to, a lot of times, they tend to get more messed up than the phony ones. See, people who are completely phony, who are completely egotistical, right down to the core, they feel good about their rottenness. They feel good about their phoniness. They feel good about all the rotten things that they do. They don't have pangs of conscience. If they have conscience, they feel bad because they didn't do enough bad things. They feel like they need to do more rotten things. See what I mean? And they don't question themselves. They seem immune to doubt. They're very, very arrogant. You've encountered them, haven't you? Along the way, you've encountered them. They often have on some kind of cloak of authority. And they're very arrogant, and they're very clever, and they're very smooth and very polished. And they don't miss a beat. And if you're not careful, they can make you doubt yourself. So now, if you're the kind of person that's sincerely searching and you see things about yourself that you don't like, you don't know what to do about them, but you'd like to be a better person, And maybe you tried this religion and that, or you tried Buddhism, or you tried this kind of meditation or that kind, or this kind of religion or that variety of religion. You've tried all the different varieties. You know, like you go over to Baskin-Robbins, how many types of ice cream do they have? Well, you tried them all. And they're all nice, they all have something of value, but they're not the answer. They're not the answer, so you're still searching. Okay, well, that's good. All right, so look, so suppose when you were a little tiny kid, when you were a little tiny kid, you know, people forced you to say this and forced you to say that, and it kind of sounded nice, so you went along with it. And then you wanted to be good, so you were emotionally accepted something. But look, when we're kids, when you're kids, don't you sometimes get a crush on somebody? Remember when you were a kid or a teen teen, and you had a crush on somebody and you promised that you would love them forever? Remember that? You just promised you would love them forever. But what happened? Well, time passed, and before you know it, you didn't love them anymore. And you went on and found somebody else. See what I mean? All right. Well, that's the way we are when we're a kid. So you accepted Jesus when you were a kid. But now you walk around it's not so bad. You know, just admit, well, I did, and it was an emotional thing, and now I'm still searching. So it's not so bad if you don't feel saved, If you don't feel saved and you're not saved, well, what's so bad about that? You just admit it. It's a relief. It's a blessed relief. It's like, clearing the air. It's like when you're in a meeting and the person is talking and talking and talking, and he won't stop talking. And finally, somebody says, "Hey, it's lunchtime. I don't mean to be rude, but I need to go to lunch." And then the person who was talking says, "Oh, okay." So then everybody goes to lunch, and it's such a relief. And you say to that person, "Thank you for saying that. Oh, I couldn't stand it anymore. I need to get out of here. That guy never would stop talking. Thank you for that." See, it's a blessed relief to admit the truth. Okay, so what's the big deal? Now you just keep searching, that's all, and find the real thing. You don't have to pretend. The other thing is that people walk around in a straitjacket pretending to be wonderful, pretending to be nice, pretending to be good. See, what a relief it is just to let your hair down and say, "Okay, I'm not so good, and I'm not so nice, and I'm not so wonderful, but I'd like to do better." See? All right. Well, very good. So now you got the idea. All right, so what is being... Oh, and the other thing, let's talk about doubt for a minute. There's a good doubt and a bad doubt. See, nobody ever told... See, these are the kind of things your father should have told you, taught you. See, or true... pastor, if you want the term. See? Somebody who's really connected, to the guy upstairs, not just talks about it, and not just sings about it, and not just tries to dazzle you with... Remember the little guy on... Remember there used to be a show called Taxi, and there was a little guy who was the boss, Danny DeVito, remember? And he talked about dazzling people with BS. See, dazzle them with BS, he would say. Well, that's what they do. They try to dazzle you. Or they have degrees, you know. Doctor this and master that, and MHP and PWSI and AWFT and SBC and all these, you know, degrees. One time I saw a joke. A guy was writing on the board. And then he, up at the corner of the blackboard, he put a zero, you know, a big old round zero. And then underneath he put BA, and then below that MS, and below that PhD. And he said, "What is this?" And everybody said, "I don't know." He said, 3 degrees below zero. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book, and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nook Book. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org, and look for Mike's Story. This music, don't you? I love this music. So what were we talking about? Oh yes, I was talking about people who dazzle you with BS, dazzle you with their degrees. See, well, I'm not dazzled. And so it reminded me of the joke of about the teacher that put zero up in the corner of the blackboard. A big old round zero. And then underneath he wrote BA. And then underneath BA he wrote MA. And then underneath MA he wrote PhD. And then he turned to the class and he said, "What's this?" And they all said, "We don't know." He said, 3 degrees below zero. Okay, so if you're a zero, it doesn't matter how many degrees you are, you're still a zero. You're even a bigger zero for trying to impress people and bamboozle them when you're a zero. You see what I mean? All right. So therefore, see this, so I'm going to tell you about the two kinds of doubt, good doubt and bad doubt. And nobody ever taught you about this, and it should have been your dad, and if it wasn't your dad, it would be somebody decent. See, people, remember elders. Elders are supposed to have wisdom and understanding. But what do the elders do now? Now the elders go to the gambling casinos. There are the elders of our society in a gambling casino or buying lottery tickets. What a travesty. I shake my head. I shake my head, and when I see, you know, especially like an older man buying lottery tickets. What a travesty. Instead of living by faith. Instead of living by faith, he lives by chance. See, an elder is supposed to be a man of faith, of wisdom, of courage, of long-suffering, of patience, of understanding. You know, like George Washington, Moses, Jeremiah, Ezekiel. See, people, Paul. But instead, you know, he's watching sports on TV and heading for the gambling casino. Anyway, back to the subject at hand. So let's talk about good faith and bad faith. See, I don't have a lot of time here. My name is Roland. If you visit my site, talktoapastor.org, that's talktoapastor.org, you can find out how to get in touch with me. You know, there's a lot of pastors on the radio. Okay, a lot of them on the radio. Some of them on TV. Some of them have a big church. Okay. But how many of these people with a big church? How many of these people on the radio? How many of these people on television? See, make themselves available for you 365 days a year. How many of them? I do. See? Well, okay, so that's pretty special. And how much money do I make doing it? Zero. I'm a volunteer. Okay. Now, where was I? Oh, yes, good faith and bad faith. Okay, so what is bad doubt? I mean, good doubt and bad doubt. The devil made me say that. Good doubt and bad doubt. So what's bad doubt? Bad doubt is the voice in your mind that says you're doomed, God hates you, the world would be better off without you, you're ugly, nobody loves you. You know, that kind of talk. That's bad doubt. Where do those thoughts come from? Are those really your thoughts? No, they come from the belier. They come from the betrayer. They come from that faithless something. Evil, if you will. You can't see it, taste it, or touch it, but you can hear it because it talks to you in your mind. And you think it's your very own thinking. It tells you all these negative things. It's always the same thing, blah, 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 blah. And if you're a rather innocent person, then it takes advantage of your wanting to be a decent person. And it says you've committed the unforgivable sin, blah, 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 blah. And if you're just a little kid, it said, if you don't touch the wall 50 times, if you don't count to 100, something terrible is going to happen to your mother. If you don't turn around 10 times, then something really awful is going to happen. You know, it's always the same old blah, 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 blah. See? And then if it's not there with those kind of doubts, then when you're about ready to do the right thing, here comes a chance to do something that's not right, but you don't want to, you're reticent, you don't want to do the wrong thing. Then it's there whispering, this is your one and only, this is your chance. This is your big chance. There'll never be another chance like this again to do this. See, there it is. Blah, blah, blah. So you're just going to have to learn to observe those thoughts. See that they're not yours. And just watch them. Don't believe them. Don't disbelieve them. Just observe them. Don't react to them. Don't fight them. Just observe them. Okay, so now that's what I call bad doubt. Okay? Always there trying to make you doubt yourself. Whenever you're about ready to do the right thing or on an impulse, you're ready to do the right thing, and then it's always there, see? Okay, now let's talk about good doubt. There is such a thing as good doubt. In fact, I wrote the most wonderful book, over 400 pages. It's called A Weekend with Einstein and Augustine. It's about Albert Einstein. It's about intuition. It's about creativity. It's about physics and cosmology. Oh, beautiful book. Fabulous. But I have a couple of chapters in there about Augustine, Saint Augustine of Hippo. He was the Bishop of Hippo. Saint Augustine, the Bishop of Hippo, which is in North Africa. Well, Augustine of Hippo wrote a book called The Confessions. It's the all-time bestseller list book. It's been right up there, probably right behind the Bible, for a book that's been read for centuries, centuries and centuries and centuries. The all-time bestseller list called The Confessions. But anyway, here's the really cool thing about Augustine. When he was wrong, okay, I mean when he had done something, when he was not right, when he was in error or he'd done something wrong, his conscience made him aware of it, and he believed his conscience. He knew he was wrong. In other words, he doubted that he was right, and he believed that he was wrong. That's good doubt. That's good doubt. That comes from your conscience. So if once upon a time you thought you were saved, but you aren't really, and now your conscience says you're not really saved, well, maybe that's the truth. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Okay, let's have a little quiz. Little test to see how you're doing. Little quiz. Okay, now I said good doubt and bad doubt. Okay, now I'm going to give you an example of something, and you tell me whether this could be good doubt or bad doubt. Okay? Now suppose in your mind you're thinking, I'm no good, God hates me. Well, maybe you are no good. That could be good doubt. See, God hates me, blah, blah, blah. Okay? Good doubt or bad doubt? That's bad doubt. That's from the belier. That's from the betrayer. Always trying to put you down and make you throw in the towel and doubt God's goodness. See? All right, so that's bad doubt. But now how about somebody comes along and says, oh, you're wonderful. See, but deep down inside, you know you're not wonderful. So which is true, that you are wonderful or you know that you're really not wonderful? Well, the truth is you're not really wonderful. You're not really that wonderful. You're just a regular person. Okay, so that's good doubt. And you doubt what they say. You doubt that they said, see what I mean? Or here comes some con man and he tries to con you into something. See, and he's very clever and he's very slick and he's very believable and he's very charming, but something inside makes you doubt. See? Makes you doubt what he's saying. Well, that's good doubt. That's saving you. That's a doubt that's saving you from getting involved with that person. See? All right. Very good. So now you got the idea. All right. So now, okay, so you're not a wonderful person. Big deal. Okay, so you're not saved. Okay, big deal. So how about just seeing if you can find out what really is true? So maybe you're confused. A lot of people say, I'm confused. All right, so you're confused. Everybody's confused. How about getting unconfused? Okay, so how are you going to find God? You say, well, I thought I found him, but it was all just chapters and verses and buildings and words and blah, 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 and I haven't really found him. Okay, well, that's true. See, God likes the truth. He likes people to admit the truth. He likes that. He likes it when people say they're sorry. See, when people say, I'm sorry. It's such a beautiful thing. How many people do something rotten and then they won't admit that they did it? They never admit they're wrong, see? So if you can admit you're wrong, then that can be a very beautiful thing, and God likes that sort of thing. Okay? Well, all right, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're enjoying today's program. This is a really, 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 really good program. I'll be right back. Hi, this is Pastor Roland. I get a lot of emails, but it's always a special treat to go to my mailbox and find a card or letter from a listener. I love letters from listeners, so I want to make sure you have my address so you can write to me. So here it is. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo. I'll spell it for you. That's R-O-L-A-N-D-T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O. Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. Here it is again, Roland Trujillo, Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. I look forward to reading your letter. All right, well, how do you like old Roland? Wasn't that a breath of fresh air? It certainly was. It's good for you, and it's good for your soul to hear the truth and respond with joy when you hear the truth, okay? All right, so you're going to visit my website, talktoapastor.org. You can also visit commonsensecounseling.org. All right, and check out some of the resources that we have there. My name is Roland. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener supported. Thank you.